The UNICEF study is titled Every Child Alive. It finds high newborn death rates are linked to conflicts, insecurities, and large equity gaps, with babies born in poor, war-torn places 50 times more likely to die in their first month of life compared with those born in stable, wealthier nations. Willibald Zeck is head of the Global Maternal Newborn and Adolescent Health Program at UNICEF. He explained to Liz Cafidi why Japan tops the list of countries with the lowest newborn mortality rates.
We have low, middle, and high-income countries. In the high-income countries, Japan is featuring as number one, but it's very close to other countries. I think the reason is that there is political will. Quality of care is good in healthcare facilities. And I think one thing that Japan has implemented and we can learn from is a mother-newborn book, where basically maternal and newborn health is being tracked from birth up to immunization and so on. So I think this is something that other countries can learn from, and every mother should have such a book, I think, and we could have to implement this in many countries.
When you say a book, do you mean like a hardcover book or something online?
It's a booklet, actually. It's a small booklet that's being used, but, you know, many countries use that, but mainly in high-income settings. Also in low-income settings, but it's harder to track because women often don't come back to healthcare facilities after delivery. So some of them stay home, so that's why we as UNICEF also support community health workers who go into the community and try to follow up with mothers and the newborns how they feel after delivery.
Sounds like a pretty simple thing to do, just to keep track of your child's progress in a booklet. Do the mothers receive the booklet when they leave, or does the hospital keep that?
In some countries they receive it already in pregnancy, and then you have that booklet and keep it with you. But it depends from country to country. So some of the European countries, they have mother-newborn books that start with the first time that women know that they're pregnant, and they keep it up to the age of 3 or 5.
Which countries have the worst odds, and why would that be?
We know that conflict and insecurity is really linked to high death rates. There's enough research around that. There's evidence around that. Those countries have a hard time, actually. Then also we find those countries who have large equity gaps also face the same problems. And it's very difficult for governments to make sure that everyone has access to health care if there are big gaps in equities.
Which are the worst countries to have a baby?
In the list, it is Pakistan that is number one, but Pakistan makes major efforts to improve the system, and also the countries who are listed after it. I don't know it now exactly, but Afghanistan is there, and then also some other East African countries or in the Horn of Africa who face conflict. But I think in Pakistan, it's also that the private sector is not captured in those data sets. And so that's why the data might look as it looks at the moment. And then also quality of care. And as I said, insecurity sometimes can be a problem. When healthcare workers are scared or concerned to go to work, then the hospital or the healthcare facility might not be very equipped with healthcare workers. The very important factor is empowerment of women. We see a direct link between empowered women and improved health care. And so empowering women is really something that we as UNICEF with partners work on very strongly.
The number of deaths among children under the age of 5 has been more than halved over the last quarter of a century. Why has similar progress been lacking in a younger age?
I think the Millennium Development Goals were really helpful in lowering child mortality below age 5. Since we have been doing quite well in lowering that mortality, those mortality rates, the gap and the next agenda is newborn. And I think it's just a logical consequence. There was no need to focus on newborns so much in the last decade because child health was really the main problem. And now we go to the next step to really eliminate or to make sure that we can reduce death rates in children.
Can you tell us a little about UNICEF's Every Child Alive campaign?
The Alive campaign is really first to raise awareness amongst partners, to make sure that we focus on newborn care and, what is also important, stillbirths. These are babies that die during pregnancy and then they are delivered dead. Very traumatic for women, of course. So we want to raise awareness. We want to make sure that funding is made available for newborn care. And I think we just want to join partners' hands and make sure that we commonly make more efforts in that area.
Does UNICEF have offices or outreach programs in the countries that are the most dangerous to give birth in?
Mm-hmm. You know, UNICEF is one of those UN agencies that has the boots on the ground. We are very community-based. We work with communities and we have offices in almost every country, so our ground presence is quite strong. I think this is where our strength lies, not only in non-conflict countries, but also in conflict countries.
How many newborns do you hope to save through the campaign?
We calculated that if everything is done right for almost every country around the globe, it would be 16 million newborns that can be saved. But with very simple interventions, I would say 2/3 of them we could save, even with not very sophisticated equipment.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I would just request everyone to join our movement, our campaign, every partner, everyone who's out there, just to help us to advance this agenda. Almost every woman can relate to it. Whoever was ever pregnant or has children knows how it feels if you lose a child. And so let's make sure it's not happening.